And Hunter, trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump by the way, brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. This is a horrible story. This story should not be happening. It is not a thing. I don't know why we're doing this to ourselves and to society. TikTok is elongating the length of their videos to 10 minutes. You know what it is right now, Hunter?
I don't know. I don't have TikTok, so I have no idea. But
right now, it's 3 minutes. Why are we jumping from 3 minutes to 10 minutes? Okay, it started at one, then it went to three. Now we're making this huge, ridiculous leap to 10 minutes for TikTok videos.
Just particularly, they don't want to watch you dancing in front of your phone for 10 minutes, you know? So here's the thing, and let me start by saying this. I don't have TikTok. I've never used TikTok. I can't really say anything about the application because, well, that wouldn't be fair when I would it. But the people that are on it, I've seen. And it's cringy. It's bad.
Dude, it's
and
so
it is
cringy.
Getting worse, dude. And it is getting worse. And now we're extending the time of cringiness.
It's so cringy. And I'm going to be honest, too. And I'm going to call some people out here, okay? For the small percent of people who use TikTok for, like, fun stuff or maybe educational things, you're not included in this. But for 99...
I'm sure there is good things about it.
There's
sure
few. But no, those are buried by all the people who are just using it to watch hot, scantily clad women dance seductively. That's the main thing TikTok is for. It's for people to do fashion challenges and these glow-up challenges, which, by the way, I hate the fact that I know what a glow-up is. That's all it's for. It's just for pervy people to watch people dance sexily and dress sexily, and it's just it's ridiculous. It's a garbage
platform. My buddy the other day, he's like, hey, man, you got TikTok? I'm like, no, I don't have to. Why would I get TikTok? Yeah. And he's like, well, there's a lot of hot chicks on there, man.
What?
I'm like, that's
same thing at Pornhub, buddy boy. And it's
exactly. Come on, man. Yeah, like you got lured in.
Oh, check out this video. Yeah, man, this is great. Okay, so it's some
you're part of the problem,
yeah,
man.
That's what it is. It's a bunch of thirsty dudes who are just watching women dance around in thong bikinis, and that's all it is. That's all. And lip syncing to songs that aren't theirs. Okay,
twerking is not a job. I'm just saying.
Anyway,
so you can't put that down on your resume.
So what have you been doing the last 10 years? I've been twerking on TikTok. Okay. I have nine million followers. Oh, okay, that's ridiculous. So anyway, TikTok now 10 minutes long, 10 minutes full of garbage. Lastly, it's time to start pumping the iron. You do it. You grab the weights.
Manny.
You do some butterfly curls and some squats. You curl. Get the muscles real big. You do it. Come on, do it. Lift the weights, do it.
Jamaican Arnold.
That was a spot on Arnold impersonation, right? Spot on. I bring this up because a new study from Japan found that lifting weights just 30 minutes a week can lead to a longer life and less disease. So you pick up the weights, you do the 1, 2, 3, 4.
Throw up some iron, man. So, if you work out just a little bit, it's going to help. I mean, another dumb study. Yeah. If you work out, you live longer.
Give these muscles air. They need air because it's so big and bulgy. Yeah, I mean,
Dennis
it's a pretty
Quaid.
Basic. I always love that you do the Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
It's a very simple, basic study. You work out. You have good cardio and muscle. You build muscle. That's better than having fat. But here's the problem, though, is what people do is like, well, look, I work out 30 hours a week, but then you're also eating fast food, or 30 minutes a week, but then you eat fast food 10 times a week.
Counteracting it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I got a buddy who does that. It's like he gets on the elliptical for 5 hours, too, and then he goes out and boozes. And he's wondering, I'm not getting any progress. I'm like, dude, you know how much sugar?
Yeah.
Isn't all that booze you're eating after you ever get on that thing for 5 hours?
You can't do a workout and then eat 6 Krispy Kreme donuts and expect to see the results that you're looking for. You're still going to have a heart attack at 45, okay? Just keep that in mind. So
can you can overdo it too, though.
Absolutely. You can overwork your body
your heart.
And wear it out and everything. For sure. For sure.
It's like all those wrestlers from back in the day. They're like, damn, dude, we took too many steroids and too much cocaine and worked out too hard.
Come on.
Now all of our hearts are exploding.
I'm trying to get a good workout, so I do a little steroids and I do a little cocaine and I lift. Do it. So and just find that, maybe eat a couple salads, all right? Put down the beer every once in a while. Get on the elliptical. You'll be all right. You'll have a long, happy life, okay?
Let's do this, baby.
Let's do it. Dennis Quaid. What?
It's not even a vagina.
Dennis Quaid. That's a live grenade.
Dennis Quaid.
Lift the weights. You'll live forever. You'll be immortal. Do it. All right. Enough of my spot on Arnold impersonation. Right. That is your morning dump by brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back. Brock.